This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about an annual food drive with the National Association of Letter Carriers. It's coming up on Saturday, May 10th, and happy to have on the program Tracy Shook. And Tracy, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me.
As well as Mike Perez. It's good to have you back on the program, Mike.
Thank you, Dale.
And, of course, they are both with the post office. And let's kind of give a little bit of a background, Tracy, about the food drive that's going to be coming up.
So we started this in 1991 with a pilot. We had 10 cities, and it worked out really well. So in 1993, we did it again, and the goal was to have at least one branch in all 50 states. The next year we kicked off, and now it's the entire country. Each year we raise over 11 million pounds of food. And over the 30 years since it began, we have raised 1.9 billion, that's billion with a B, pounds of food for those in need.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. And of course, that is also happening right here in Lenawee County, Mike.
That's right, Dale. What's nice is that folks from Lenawee County can go to one of five food banks here in Adrian. They can go to our first partner is the Salvation Army here in Adrian, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry. They can also go to St. Mary's Food Pantry, the Daily Bread of Lenawee, or they can go to St. Vincent de Paul, which is on the campus of St. Joseph Church.
Okay, very good. And on Saturday, May 10th, what type of donations are you looking for? What type of food donations will you accept, Mike?
Folks can bring in cans of food donations. They can bring in like pasta and so forth that are in boxes that are unopened and so forth. Unfortunately, we can't take like, you know, fresh meat and vegetables and items like that. But, you know, we can take cereal, cookies, cake mixes, and, you know, regular stapled food as that we would have in our own home.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's something that's non-perishable. Right.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Right. Right. We can't refrigerate it.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Because it takes a little while between the pickup and, you know, getting it distributed.
Right.
So, Tracy, when they do that, they would normally get a card delivered to them in the mail, right?
Yes.
So that if they get the card, there's also a bag that's attached to it as well.
Yes. This year, Meijer was a big sponsor with us. Meijer donated the bags, and then we had volunteers from the Young Marines and then the high school. We had two different places. One was a leadership class, and what was the name of the other one, Mike?
The other one is Tracy, not Tracy, I'm sorry.
Melanie
Brueger?
Yeah, Melanie Brueger, and her classroom of students help us. And, you know, big shout out to Adrian High School, Sam Skills, and for the students and staff who it's an undertaking.
Well, imagine,
you know, take these cards and fold and staple the Meijer bags to the cards and then collect them and so forth. So we're very appreciative of our volunteers in the community.
So, I mean, they would get the cards, Tracy, but if it should there be a situation to maybe they may not get a card, what should they do?
Absolutely. If for some reason you do not get a card or a bag stapled to it, just put the food out by your mailbox and we will be there to pick it up.
Okay.
Right. Any non-perishable food, you can put it in your own bag. You could, if you don't have a bag and you just can only give a couple cans, put those in your mailbox. We'll pick them up.
Every little bit helps, right, Mike?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's always we often think of folks needing food assistance around the holidays. And,
yeah.
And as they certainly do, you know, we think of Thanksgiving and Christmas and Easter and so forth. And what's nice about this food drive in May is that oftentimes some of the food pantries are running a little low on donations and so forth. So this is an opportunity for the folks in Lenawee County in partnership with the post office to help our local food pantries restock as well as then the folks in our community to go to one of the food pantries to receive some food.
Now, if there are some locations that may not have a food pantry in their community, can they come to one of the food pantries we just mentioned earlier, Tracy?
Absolutely. So if you do not have a food pantry in your area, you're more than welcome to come to one of these five pantries that we have in Adrian.
Okay, excellent. How big is the need, Mike, when it comes to these food donations?
Well, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that whether, you know, we think my world is Lenawee County, so I see what's in our community.
Oh, sure,
and, you
yeah.
know, other people may see, you know, what's going on in Jackson County and so forth. And, you know, as a letter carrier, you know, we're the eyes in the community. You know, many of my friends, you know, we have conversations about the needs that we see that are so openly visible in our community. And so this is really a great way for the post office, the Adrian Post Office, the National Post Office, to help folks in their community, specifically our community, Lenawee County, receive some additional food support.
As Mike mentioned before, about the fact that we know about the normal times or the usual times when there is a need for food. For some people, that need's out there all the time, Tracy.
Absolutely. But you also got to think about what's happening soon. The kids are getting out of the school.
Yeah.
Now, the kids, some of them, you know, they get fed at the school. Some get breakfast, some get lunch. What's going to happen now when they're home for the summer?
Yeah.
Right? So the parents might have to try to find more food for those children that they normally count on the schools for.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, and that's a very valid point, Tracy. So again, I think it just reemphasizes why this food drive is so important for our community. And we really want to encourage folks in our community to donate what they can. You know, if you can, you know, take your bag and go to one of the local supermarkets here in Adrian and fill that up, that's awesome. If you don't have the resources to do that and you have, you know, item in your home that let's just say that you're probably not going to eat it and it hasn't expired. Somebody else in our community will eat that.
Yeah.
And whether it's one can or 20 cans, you know, everything goes back to those who need it. And that's a wonderful feeling. I always remember just the feeling that I get, personal feeling of joy and happiness that I am contributing and helping someone in need. And they don't even have to be in need. Just helping someone,
yes.
you know, makes me feel happy, happier,
yeah.
I should say.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's important that we can, you know, do what we can to help our fellow neighbors.
That's right. Tracy?
So normally what we've been doing is trying to make this be somewhat of a fun event for the carriers, as fun as we can make it be, right?
Sure.
So we let the family come with the carrier that day. Now, they cannot drive in the vehicle. They cannot get in the vehicle with the carrier, but they can come behind them. They can pull wagons, and they can collect the food for them, walk back to their vehicle, put it in their vehicle. Some families participate. Some carriers would rather do it on their own. But, you know, we try to make it be something different for them to also want to pick up the food and make it fun. So now with the families involved, maybe they're talking about it at school, right? Maybe they want to participate also with it.
Sure. It's a great idea, and especially doing it as a family and making the young people understand why this is being done too, Mike.
It is. It's, you know, I've been very blessed that, you know, when on Saturday when I'm out delivering my mail, mail, it's nice that, you know, there's, I get fathers and their sons or moms and their children, and they're pulling a wagon. And, you know, it's interesting to hear the conversations that parents are having. Why are we doing this, Mom? And so forth. And really to see the excitement in the children's eyes. Yeah. Knowing that they're part of this success.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, the make them understand that there is, you're helping others too, maybe instilling in those young people that, you know, this is something that we need to do all the time, is to give back to the community, Tracy.
Absolutely. It starts at the young age, right? So if they learn at a young age and they see it, then they're absolutely going to want to continue to give on the rest of their life.
And again, we mentioned this towards the beginning of the program. If they didn't get a card or the bag, they can put it the donations out in their own bags, right, Mike?
That's correct. Yeah, they can put it in a bag. They can leave it in their mailbox. They can leave it, you know, in the grass next to their mailbox. And when we walk by or drive by, we will pick those items up. And all those items get brought back to the post office where they're weighed, because we want to keep track of, you know, how much in pounds that we collected. And it's nice to see the food pantries in their vehicles come, because it doesn't stay at the post office. We don't have room. So, you know, it gets brought to the post office, it gets weighed. There are representatives from the food pantries there in their vehicles, and they're packing it and taking it, and it's instantly getting into the community.
It's amazing to watch the process. You know, we've had the same people doing this for at least 10 years, maybe longer.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have Keith Derbyshire. I know he's known a little bit in the community because he does some of the history stuff, volunteers over there. And so he works the dock, and it's like a well-oiled machine. They all work together and give so much to one pantry. Then once that one pantry is full for now, then they move to the next. And then they go take it back, unload it. Then they come back for more. So they just keep rotating it, and everyone works together to get it done.
You speak about the amount and the pounds. Is there a goal for this year?
There's no goal that I can think of other than I would like to be a little bit more than last year. And I'll be I'll be sure to get you the total so you can let them know on the air, like we did last year, what the totals are.
Yeah.
So if we can have a little bit more. Now, the other thing that we do is, again, we're trying to make this be fun for the carriers, because it is a lot of hard work. I mean,
think
about all of us putting that in our satchels. Even if it's just one or two bags, we might put in and then drive around and pick up some others, right? It is work. So we try to make it be fun. But what we do is, each carrier that comes back, we put it on this, we call it a steel.
Yeah.
And we weigh it.
Uh-huh.
So now each carrier gets kudos for the amount that they actually brought back. So if you especially like your carrier, make sure you give them lots and lots so they can get the kudos.
I think that's a great idea.
It is. It's kind of a point of pride to be able to walk around the post office afterwards and say, yeah, my community, my area.
My neighborhood, yeah.
You know, participated and so forth. So, yeah.
And then just probably a little bit of a reminder because of this on May 10th is that because you're picking up the food donations too, that, you know, maybe the normal time that they are visiting you or drop off your mail might be a few minutes later than normal, right?
Well, it could be a little earlier
or
later. And the reason why I say earlier is the mail tends to be a little bit lighter that day.
True.
So if the mail is lighter in the beginning of the day, we might get there a little bit earlier than we had, but by the end of the day, or it might be a little bit later. So we could have it at either end.
So it would be behoove the people to make sure that their donations out there first thing in the morning, right?
Yes. I would suggest putting them out by 8:30 in the morning.
Okay.
Because usually the carriers would start leaving the office by that time.
All right.
They're pretty safe if they get them out at that time.
Yep. Absolutely.
Also, just a reminder that, you know, let's say, you know, we're all busy. We live busy lives and you forget.
Yeah.
You know, and all of a sudden on Monday, you pick up your car and you're like, darn it, I didn't contribute. Please take that bag, fill it up with items, put it out by the mailbox. We will pick it up a day late.
Okay.
So, you know, it is not uncommon for the post office to get calls after Saturday, May 10th.
Mm-hmm.
I still want to donate. I still want to give. And we certainly will pick up those food items after afterwards.
Oh, that's awesome. That's excellent. Excellent. Tracy, do you want to add something?
No, I concur. We absolutely pick them up. We have the food pantry. Usually the last one that comes on the last day will be Salvation Army. And the reason being is Salvation started with us from the very beginning.
Sure.
So they were our first charity that we supported with this. And over the last 30-some years, the other charities have gotten involved and say, hey, can we participate? Absolutely. Yeah. You know, if there's any other charity that wants to get involved, they just have to let us know.
Sure.
Right. And then we're more than welcome to share the food.
So, Mike, this is going to be when?
Again, this is going to be Saturday, May 10th, all day. The cards will typically go out the Saturday prior to the event. So, you know, we're really excited to be here with you today to, you know, talk to you as well as, you know, talk to the community about the needs and this food drive.
Well, much success once again. And we'll look forward to the final numbers, Tracy, when you get them all figured out. And let's hope for another successful drive again this year.
I agree. I hope for a great success. Thanks to all the community in advance for everyone who's going to help participate and make it be a great event. And thank you, Dale, for having us on.
Oh, absolutely. Look forward to doing it every single year. Mike Perez, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dale.
And Tracy Shook, thank you as well. And thanks for all the work that you put into this every single year, too.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.